Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Lee. What part of the world are you in today?
I'm in just south of Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, very cool. Born and bred?
No, I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and my dad moved up here to take a ministry position when I was 3.5 years old at a Christian high school. He was the Bible teacher and history teacher for 2 different Christian high schools.
Do you play any instruments?
I used to play the piano, and I've actually been thinking about taking up the guitar just to help with my hand dexterity as I'm getting older.
What made you put the piano down, though?
Just kind of started doing martial arts and playing soccer and just didn't have time for it and got away from it.
So tell me about how you came to meet Jesus.
I accepted Jesus when I was 8 years old in the basement of the church that we attended at the time, and was a good little Christian boy for a while, and then got to be a teenager and kind of rebelled pretty hard. And I was the poor kid at a rich kid's school, and so I got more inebriated, you know, with their money and their worship money for a long time. And then in my mid-30s, I had another moment with Jesus where just kind of laid out prostrate on our living room floor, and what felt like 10, 15 minutes was really about 6 hours of just pouring my heart out and really feeling the Holy Spirit come down. And from that point on, I rededicated my life to Christ. And even after doing that, dealt with some consequences of some poor decision-making as a businessman, and ended up spending some time in federal prison. And then that was used by God even more. Started teaching and preaching there and doing ministry there, and led a Bible study where we had 42 guys come to Christ and 53 guys rededicate their life, and saw marriages getting healed in the visiting room, and came home and had a job. COVID got that wiped out because I was the lowest guy on the totem pole, but found another great job with a friend of mine on his faith-based behavioral health company, drug and alcohol addiction company, and sober living as a nonprofit, and helped him scale that business over 3 years. Was interviewing for a job to help people in Houston that were coming in reentry. Didn't get the job, but a friend of mine said, "You wrote this big vision, go do it." So we launched Skyview Partners, and we own a roofing company. We own a mechanical group. We do some real estate development advisory and some other things like that.
What was life like doing jail time and having reflection time?
It was more of a pain for the sins of the past, consequences, action. And it was tough. I mean, it wasn't what you see on TV necessarily, but it was definitely a journey of 2.5 years. But God put some really good godly men around me. And, you know, the most real church I've ever been a part of was the church that was there in the prison I was at. And you know, they lived out what Acts tells us to live out. They did it in a way that made sense for the environment we were in, and it was just awesome. I mean, God used that time in my life. I could sit here and say it was hard and it was blah, you know, all the other stuff, and it was, but it was really a refining period and really a direction setting period for me. And fortunately, I had all the time in the world to study the word and be in Bible study with other men, and you know, we really dug into quite a bit of stuff during that time period. And like I said, we were able to see lives saved and marriages saved, and a lot of good came out of a bad situation.
Is it accurate to say that the peace that you felt was only possible through that relationship you had with Christ?
If I had not, you know, humbled myself enough to get to where God could actually be heard, it would have been a completely different experience.
What does your family life look like? Do you have children?
Yeah, I'm married. My wife and I have 8 kids.
Wow, come on. You should say that slower next time.
My oldest is going to be 24 this year, and he's expecting his first. So wow. I'll be a grandpa sometime in July, hopefully. And been married this October will be our 25th wedding anniversary. So
congratulations.
Wow. Been together for quite a while, and God's blessed us with a full quiver, as they say.
Yeah, I love that.
Our age range goes from 4 to 24. Five boys and three girls, and the last three are all boys. And I mean, they're all boys. So,
So the business side of you, was it something that was ignited after prison, or was something that you were
no, I
doing?
was an entrepreneur before that. I did most of my career in the mortgage space and financing real estate space and real estate investment and stuff like that. So I already had an entrepreneurial career. The first job I had probably in 20 years was when the job I had when I came home because I was required to have a job.
Was it tough though, getting a job and doing prison time?
It was tough. It was tough, but I worked for a great company selling construction equipment and learned a lot. It was by God's grace that even happened and enjoyed it. But one of the issues I had is I was used to being a leader, and it put me in a position where I was several rungs down the ladder. I think God used that too to really help open my eyes about the type of leader I wanted to be, and doing the work, really relearning some, habits that are good versus some habits that may have been bad.
What is it like leading the company now and the culture that you're setting up?
I mean, you'd have to ask my employees what that's like, but I enjoy it. We actually follow along with C12's Buffalo Culture, which is buffaloculture.com, and they have a code of conduct, and we use that code of conduct as our cultural setting. We use it in HR settings. We use it in how we treat people, whether it's employees, customers, vendors, whatever that is. So I didn't go into some deep meditative spot to come up with that. It was already pre-done, and I'm kind of a, if it's not broke, you don't need to fix it. So we deployed that. Our mission statement is real simple too. It's, bring hope to anyone that we encounter. We are a company that wants to be in a position to hire people that are coming out of prison and are in recovery and give them a real hope for a real career and position them to be able to make a living that can stabilize their families. We want to see families restored. We want to see men and women restored, and we want to see them all come to Christ.
5 years from today, you're listening to this conversation. What's a message you'd leave for future you?
Don't quit. Galatians 6:9. You reap what you sow, and so long as you don't quit, you'll reap the harvest.
What's your wife's mindset been seeing the evolution of Lee?
I think her mindset's been skeptical. She's known me for 27 years, so it kind of has come with some skepticism, but she's done a lot of work to really love hard. And even in tight situations, she's done her best to stick through things and support. And her main part of her life is being a stay-at-home mom and raising our kids. So she has sometimes more to do in a day than I do.
Before we leave, in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Seek Jesus. We live in a time where his return may be imminent. It may be 100 years from now, but at the end of the day, seek Jesus and make him the Lord of your life.
Lee Pate, a pleasure, a treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.